Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. In today's show, we're going to be getting updates on the COVID-19 situation from the municipality. This is a press call with Fort McMurray reporters on the line speaking with Mayor Don Scott and Director of Emergency Management with the RMWB, Scott Davis.
We just heard from Justin Trudeau, who said there's no options off the table for Canada, but at this time he's not really considering any lockdowns. Are you considering any lockdowns for the RMWB?
You know, there's no option off the table, but at this point, we're just taking the advice of health authorities, and there's no suggestion that we should lock down the community at this point. We want to make sure that residents do not panic and that people stay calm. We are in touch with AHS. They haven't been as forthcoming with information as we'd like because they haven't officially confirmed the local cases, but we understand that they're overwhelmed. I mean, I have tremendous support for our healthcare workers and our doctors, and I understand that governments can get overwhelmed, but we just need to get the best information we can. So there's no option off the table, certainly for our region. I understand that some of the rural communities are considering more aggressive steps right away, and that would include some of the indigenous communities. And they've reached out to me and let me know that. So I support their efforts to make sure that their vulnerable communities are protected. We're going to do everything we think that's necessary to protect this region.
Now that it appears that COVID-19 has made its way to the region, is the municipality looking at any additional measures, or are you confident with the measures that are already in place to help stop the spread of the virus?
Hi, Jaron. Scott Davis, Emergency Management. Obviously, we take this seriously. We haven't officially got a confirmation of the case from Alberta Health Services. However, as you can appreciate, it's circulating in the community on social media. What we are doing is continuing to look at our emergency management bylaw to make sure that everything is in place with that. We've also regional municipality continuity of government pandemic plan. So we're wanting to make sure all our critical infrastructure continues to be able to operate to sustain residents. We're also reevaluating what's called the state of local emergency, and I'll be in contact with Alberta Emergency Management Agency this afternoon. There's the opportunity to declare what's called a SOL, and just understanding the ramifications of that, because we want to be very supportive of Alberta Health Services as well as Alberta Emergency Management Agency and work together. However, we also have to look after the best interests of our residents. One of the things of declaring a SOL, it does affect a number of ways in the community. So, for example, we could put restrictions on business, and we don't want to impact the economy negatively. We don't want to put people in a position where they're unable to carry on with their work. And certainly I'm cognizant of all the great work healthcare workers and public health workers are doing in the community. And we don't want to inadvertently, by declaring a SOL, impact Northern Lights, Public Health, or any of the other healthcare organizations in the RMWB.
I wanted to ask about the presumptive case at Civio's camp at Borealis Lodge. What does that mean for our workers who live in town and travel to work there?
Scott Davis from Emergency Management. So as I understand it, that presumptive case is isolated there. Each industry has their own pandemic plan or business continuity plan. They also have their emergency services. So they're taking steps following the guidelines and advice of Alberta Health Services, how to take care of that individual and help prevent the spread from that individual to others. And I believe that they're using isolation measures for that.
I've heard that people are waiting for a long time for test results or waiting to get tested. Can you speak on that at all?
Yes, I can. There's a couple of different things that are happening. We do know that 811 is being overwhelmed. They've added additional trained people to take calls. They've added the data capability and infrastructure to take calls. But as you can appreciate, calls are coming from all over the province, and they're really doing their best. I personally know of now 15 people that have gone through the process, and they're having issues with either connecting or staying on the line, but every one of those eventually did contact a public health nurse or assessor on the 811 line and was given advice. I will be transparent and share with you that what happens is once the call's made, there is a public health nurse that would come out and do testing. We're now at the point in the Fort McMurray region, municipality of Fort McMurray, that the public health nurses are becoming overwhelmed in trying to conduct all the tests. My understanding, there was over 150 tests completed yesterday. What they're now doing, and as of 8:15, they opened up a public health support center at the Casman Center. So what would happen is, rather than a public health nurse coming to your house, they would make an appointment for you to go to the Casman Center. You would have the test completed there. And what the hope is that would be able to speed up the process. Again, this is by appointment only, and we want to be transparent with the community and let them know that the purpose of this is to help take the load off of public health so that we can, in a very efficient manner, have testing done in a private and efficient way.
Thank you. And probably very hard to tell how long this social isolation will last.
That's a tough question to answer, in that it all depends on the caseloads in the community. But what I'm suggesting people is we all have a role to play in the prevention and spread of COVID-19, and that practice of social distancing, we're doing it in our offices and we're doing it in our critical infrastructure. So we're trying to take care of our own workers so we can carry on with continuity of government. And I would ask you to do the same. We're asking people to stay home and away from others if they are sick. I currently have two of my employees that are off and away, and that I understand that. And I would rather them self-proclaim that they don't feel well, go home, take care of themselves so that they're not infecting others and compromising emergency management. We continue to promote washing hands, covering coughs and sneezes, and I don't think my hands have ever been so much cleaner as they have been, but that's a way, because I think of the transmission, and, you know, today coming into this building, the number of different touch points I did, well, how do I wash my hands or sanitize my hands and not transmit the possibility of a droplet to myself by touching my eyes or mouth? And then finally, that self-isolation for 14 days, we've got to look at people that have possibly returned from international travel or felt that they've been exposed, and we have to trust that people will do the right thing. And I use the analogy that a lot of residents understand is fire breaks. You've got a wildfire that's coming, and we create a fire break, and that stops the fire from advancing. Well, we're doing the same thing when it comes to COVID-19. If we create that social distancing or the self-isolation, we create a fire break from transmission.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but afterwards we're going to hear more from Director of Emergency Management with RMWB, Scott Davis, and Mayor Don Scott talking with Fort McMurray reporters this morning about the COVID-19 situation.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning into the show right now, we're hearing from Mayor Don Scott and Director of Emergency Management with the RMWB, Scott Davis, on a press call with our region's reporters about the COVID-19 situation. I've been noticing that people are getting really angry at certain businesses for staying open and that kind of thing. Is there a way to support our small businesses in town that you have kind of identified that we can continue to make sure that they are open after this isolation process is done?
I could probably speak a bit to that. I sent a note to Economic Development. That's one of the agencies that we created out of the municipality to come to council on this coming Tuesday with a list of recommendations. So we want businesses to survive and succeed through this process, and we believe Economic Development is going to reach out to Chamber of Commerce and all the stakeholders to come up with a list of recommendations. We are grateful for the aid packages that we're seeing come out of other levels of government, but we want to know what specifically our level of government can do, if anything, to assist local businesses. As to the enforcement of some places that are still open that have been directed by the province to close, we did have a discussion about that yesterday, and it's only the provincial health authority that has the authority to come in and close them down, not our level of government. But the caution I would give is I do not want our provincial health authorities running around doing that when they should be looking after people. So I would just encourage any business that's already been directed by the province to close, and do so voluntarily. Do not take the time of our health authority. They are busy, and they're overwhelmed. And likely, I think the best phrase to use would be that they're working their butts off. So we need to make sure that they're focused on what's critical.
Has the municipality been in contact with Max Dental Group?
Yeah, I can speak to that myself. The owner of Max Dental reached out to me directly, and he's extremely concerned and extremely upset. He said that what he indicated to me is that his staff member who attended the conference, as soon as there was any symptoms, they immediately self-isolated, and that he was very glad about that having happened, but he feels that he wishes that he could have done more, and was very, he was quite upset by everything that's happening. He wanted, because he told me essentially that he loves our region, loves Fort McMurray, wants to do everything he can to support the region. So he was he indicated that. He said that Alberta Health Services had indicated that they are going to be contacting all the former patients that may have been impacted. And as I understand, the people that work in the office are all self-isolating at this time.
So I know you said Alberta Health Services hasn't confirmed the case yet, but could we consider that confirmation that Max Dental Group has come out and said that one of their staff is infected?
I'm treating it like a confirmed case. And one thing I can say is that I think we learned this through the fire. We can't, as a municipality, sit around and wait for other levels of government to take steps. We know they're busy. We know they're overwhelmed. So if we need to act decisively, we're going to act decisively and take steps. As a community, we've been through lots of challenges before, and we can come together, and we're going to do it again. But obviously, there's a case in the region, whether AHS confirms it or not. It seems quite apparent by the statements that have been made.
And do we know how many people may have been exposed?
No, I don't have those numbers. And once again, I think AHS, when they're not completely overwhelmed, will probably update that situation. And only I think they would have that information.
I wanted to ask a couple questions too. Has there been much preparation done at the hospital to get ready in case there is an outbreak?
Yeah, Scott Davis from Emergency Management. We've been in contact with Northern Lights. There is a representative that we've been, I believe, in Emergency Management with Northern Lights. My understanding is that they've enacted their continuity plan, pandemic plan. We have not heard of any concerns from them, and I believe that they're able to maintain operations as normal.
Has the municipality been in contact with Civio?
We have not directly because of the social media post last night. We do have regular calls with all of our industry, and as part of the Regional Emergency Coordination Center, we do have two liaison officers that are currently working with all of our partners in the RMWB. One of them is tasked with industry and is reaching out to Civeo this morning.
Once again, that was Mayor Don Scott and Director of Emergency Management with the RMWB, Scott Davis, on a press call with our region's reporters about the COVID-19 situation. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from this morning's press call.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning into the show, we're hearing a press call with Mayor Don Scott and Director of Emergency Services Scott Davis speaking with reporters this morning about the COVID-19 situation in our region.
Scott, I just want to clarify before we let you go, the state of local emergency, is that being declared, or are you reaching out to Alberta Health Services to see if that's a necessary step?
No, it's not being declared at this time. We are taking a hard look at that, and I want to understand the implications so as not to negatively impact the economy. However, we are looking at it in how best to take care of the needs of the municipality and continuity of government. So this afternoon, I'll be on the phone with Alberta Emergency Management Agency to understand their stance on it, as well as I'll be in contact with the other municipalities, Calgary, for example, that has declared, and I want to learn from them if there's anything that came out of that that might have impacted their municipality in the wrong way, just so when I come to Mayor Scott and our CAO with the recommendation that I've got all the facts.
Now that it seems that we do have at least one case in the region, I know it still hasn't been 100% confirmed. Are you guys expecting to see more cases in the coming days? It was most likely inevitable that it was going to come up here, but are you expecting to see maybe a rise in numbers very soon?
Yes, I fully expect that. And if you had asked me the same question 2 weeks ago, yes, I knew it was coming. It was a question of time. Does it change our response? No, we stick to the plans that we have, certainly for continuity of government and ensuring that we can carry on. It also would go back to, you know, each individual on how we can look after ourselves and look after the community. I really ask that the residents, of the region, and when I say that, from Fort Fitzgerald down to Conklin, look in your own community and how you can support each other. So is that reaching out to an elderly person, a shut-in neighbor, and how you can help them? You don't have to actually touch them, but something as simple, if you've got a shut-in that's getting short on groceries, you know, how can I help you go get some eggs, milk, whatever you need, leave it on your porch. We've done our duty for self-isolation and for social distancing, but I've helped out a neighbor. And the messaging I hear from Mayor and Council is we're a neighborly community, and it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I'm just going to supplement that. That's going to be one of the key messages that I'm going to be talking about a lot, is let's take care of each other. You know, we have the technology to stay connected during this time, and we need to be looking after each other. Doesn't mean you have to be on the doorstep. You can reach out through social media, through a text message. Make sure that your neighbors are doing okay, not just physically, but mentally, because a lot of the people are going to be going through challenges during this time. We need to support each other. And, you know, we've been through challenges before. We've come together, and we're going to do that again. So I just want to encourage everybody out there who, all your listeners or readers, to please take some time to reach out to those they know and make sure they're doing okay. If somebody needs help, make sure that some authority is being alerted to that, because I think sometimes people are reluctant to ask for help during these times, and we want to make sure that everybody who needs help is getting it.
Within our emergency management branch,
is actively working with AHS and a multiple of social services to make sure that we're cognizant of the homeless and how we can support them in, at this time.
I just wanted to confirm, so yesterday they tested 150 people here in Fort McMurray for coronavirus?
There were tests completed. There's tests being completed every day across the region, and my understanding is that there were approximately 150 tested yesterday within Fort McMurray. There were also tests in other communities, so Conklin, Anzac, Fort Mackay, those public health nurses go around and complete those tests. So don't be alarmed by the number. If anything, it's better to know that the tests were completed and we're getting a better understanding of where we are in this community.
Once again, that was Mayor Don Scott and Director of Emergency Management with the RMWB, Scott Davis, talking with reporters this morning about the COVID-19 situation in our region. If you're looking for more information, make sure you head to the Mix News page. That's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure you tune in to Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon. I'm Steph Seidel, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.